Nebraska Extension Almanac.
On a recent Almanac program, Nebraska Extension Ag Policy Specialist Brad Lubin discussed the sharp increase in farm incomes in the state, especially if you raise cattle, but not so much for crop producers. Today, he focuses on some of the reasons why crop receipts are lagging.
When we think of crop receipts in Nebraska, they're here too. We should note corn and soybeans make up about 90% of those total receipts. And so it really is a function of the major crops, particularly corn and soybeans. But most crops are facing some economic challenges of some global declines in price levels, in part good production. Record production, continued growth in production capability, particularly in Brazil. And all of that leads to increased global supplies and some falling price levels. So we've seen declines in general price levels since 2022 when we set some records. We also then obviously have the ongoing trade conflicts. And for most of the calendar year 2025, we've been concerned about losing demand because of losing export opportunities amid ongoing trade conflicts. That's where some of the losses have been accumulating that have led to the calls for potential trade assistance. It's also the reality that even since our report was prepared, there has been the recent announcement of a deal with China that includes some promised purchases. So maybe some of the crop receipts and at least the crop outlook at least is stabilizing, if not turning a corner and offering some recovery. So we'll see some potential recovery maybe in the crop sector moving forward, even relative to what our projections had. But it's been a downward trend for 4 years of lower crop receipts, even as production expenses continued to stay high. And challenge margins for producers.
Brad says there may be some reasons for optimism for recovery in the grain markets, but says any gains will be moderate.
I think the picture ahead is that we, looking at long-run projections, we see some potential for stabilizing those crop price outlooks and modest recovery, modest growth into future years. Those are part of long-run projections that sort of assume status quo in the sense of status quo in terms of market shocks or policy shocks, but fundamentally long-run trends. And that gives us some potential hope here for some recovery. But otherwise, it's been that crop receipts have been going downhill and that margins have been getting tighter for producers, hopefully here stabilizing with some recovery ahead. But even if you look at just that baseline projection, it's a reminder of the things that producers really have to manage. All of the price uncertainty that we've seen in the crop sector, the price declines, the record prices in the cattle sector, but they all come with a substantial amount of price risk. And producers have to manage that risk on an ongoing basis. We can be concerned about the direction of prices in general, but we still have to be able to manage that price risk in the meantime. Same thing with production costs. Production costs maybe are stabilizing a bit in terms of the purchased inputs like fertilizer and chemicals and fuel and so forth, but it's still a cost that producers have to manage effectively. And so it's more about managing risk, managing price risk on the output side, managing price risk on the input side, managing the cash flow that comes with it.
This program was a portion of an interview taken from a recent FarmCast podcast offered by UNL Center for Ag Profitability. To hear the entire interview, go to cap.unl.edu or download from Apple Podcasts. For Nebraska Extension Almanac, I'm Brad Mills. Nebraska Extension Almanac is a production of IENR Media and Nebraska Extension. For more information on how your university is serving Nebraskans, go to extension.unl.edu.